You're listening to SBS News.
Amelia Elliott and Bowie Domingo have finally had their partner visa granted. It's been a long and drawn-out process, with the couple having to wait 25 months for processing, and much of that time they've been apart. Mr. Domingo, a Philippines national, had to fly from Melbourne to Singapore to meet the visa requirements, but is now on the home stretch, finishing hotel isolation in Perth.
During this pandemic, isn't it like ridiculous that you're going to push people to go out of Australia just so they can get their visa grant? It's just unnecessary and ridiculous, kind of unfair, to be honest.
His partner, Melbourne woman Amelia Elliott, says the whole saga has cost them more than $6,000.
To finalise this visa and for him to start work, we've got to pay more than $6,000 in a round trip to Singapore and back through quarantine. So it's taken everything from us financially and emotionally.
Under current migration law, those who lodge an offshore application must be outside Australia when their visa is granted. But the requirement is raising concerns over the health risks and added flight and quarantine costs during the coronavirus pandemic. It's prompted MP Julian Hill to call for a change to the migration laws.
It is a ridiculous situation in a global pandemic when you're saying to a couple who have already been here in Australia, one of you has to leave, take a trip, expose yourself in other countries to a greater risk of catching COVID-19, and all the costs that goes with that.
He's set to introduce a bill when Parliament returns to temporarily allow offshore partner visa applicants to be granted visas while in Australia.
These people who are forced to fly offshore take up a precious quarantine place that could and should be used for an Australian who wants to come home, rather than someone who's already in the country. It just seems like common sense that they'd relax this requirement, say, for the next 12 months during the global pandemic.
Migration lawyers are backing calls for the rules to be changed. George Lombard says the current laws are archaic.
It makes no more sense than the government clinging to a series of rules that have existed for years and don't have any basis in social justice.
A statement from Home Affairs says the department is aware of this issue and considering options to further support visa holders affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, including prospective marriage and partner visa applicants. Latest figures put the backlog of partner visas at close to 100,000 applicants, with those who apply for visas offshore not entitled to work and study rights or a bridging visa. Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.